Time's now 5:35, and we welcome now into the studio the chair of the Orange County Democratic Party. We probably know them as the Orange Dems, and it is Cassie Rice. Cassie, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're here because we've got a new voter ID law here in the state of North Carolina, and we've got elections coming up, and it's obvious to guess that there are going to be a lot of people who aren't aware of that when they go to vote, so we want to get out in front of this as much as possible. So, first of all, what can you tell us about the new voter ID law?
Well, the voter ID law is that you have to have an ID to vote. It has to be a photo ID, and it has to be approved by the Orange County Board of Elections. And you can find a list of approved voter IDs at their website.
Okay, so obviously, like, a state-issued driver's license is going to work, right?
Yes, and a passport, and UNC One Card, the physical UNC One Card works, and any government-issued ID.
So I think the vast majority of people are going to have the driver's license or the passport. What about people who don't happen to have one of those in their possession, period? What's the step for them to do before Election Day?
Is for them to get an ID. They can go to the DMV to register for a photo ID, or they could also go to the Orange County Board of Elections. And the Orange County Board of Elections is providing free voter ID from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
That's definitely a good resource for folks to know, particularly if, you know, you're someone that doesn't drive. That's kind of the thing in our culture is, like, you expect everybody to have a driver's license, that there are a lot of people who don't drive at all. They don't need a driver's license, but they still do need an ID, and that becomes particularly important with the passage of this voter ID law. What else do we need to know about this?
If you need a ride or help getting to Hillsborough to get a voter ID, the Orange County Board of Elections is providing rides for free. You can go to their website to make sure that you to find out all the details. And the biggest thing is to make sure you talk to your friends about it and make sure that they know that an ID is required to vote.
Yeah, that's the big issue here, is just getting the word out, because this is different than it's ever been,
mm-hmm.
I think.
The
law was passed previously but then was struck down in the courts. So the last couple of elections, there have been no ID requirement. And then the court did uphold it, and it is now a requirement. So this is our first election with that requirement, and trying to get out in front of it and cut off some of those problems before they happen.
Yep.
What else do we need to be thinking about for Election Day and early voting this year?
Just remember, I would go to the Orange County Board of Elections website and find the locations for early voting and the dates and the hours. They have changed in recent history. And remember your polling place for Election Day. Again, I really would just push the Orange County Board of Elections website. They have fantastic information, and you can find anything you need there.
Early voting beginning on October 19th. That's a week from today, in fact.
In Hillsborough, it's October 19th.
In Hillsborough there. And then there are several Orange County locations. I think the most popular one last election was the library here in Chapel Hill, mm-hmm. which was a new addition to the locations for early voting, but it went over so well, they added it in again. And then we've also got kind of a little bit of confusion about registration. The deadline to register for voting on Election Day was, is that today or is that tomorrow?
That's a great question.
That deadline's coming up. But you can vote, you can register and vote at the same time for early voting, but mm-hmm. you can't do that for Election Day. So I think drawing right. that distinction is important for voters also.
Yes.
Anything else that we need to know about the ID law, other than just getting the word out there, making sure that you've got the appropriate ID and knowing where to go?
Nope, not right now.
All right. We're visiting with Cassie Rice from Orange Dems, and we've got a couple minutes left still. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up this conversation?
I just want to mention that the municipal elections are very important. Your vote is your voice, and there are not very many people who vote in the municipal elections, so your vote goes farther. It really impacts our day-to-day life here in Chapel Hill or whatever municipality you live in. And it's a great way to participate in our democracy.
Yes, it's one of those kind of conundrums of the way our democracy works, that the elections that the fewest people vote in are the ones that actually affect our day-to-day lives the most. It's, you know, the folks that live in the community that are elected officials are making decisions on a daily basis that affect what happens in the community and how we live our lives. And then we often see, like, you know, 15% turnout or something for these elections. So it's really important not only to get people making sure that they have the appropriate ID, but just getting them to the polls in the first place. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very important, and as you were just saying, perhaps more important in these local municipal elections than in the bigger ones that get all the attention.
Exactly.
Our guest has been Cassie Rice from Orange Dems. Any last words before we wrap up?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you taking the time, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.
Got a lot more news on the Hill coming your way. We'll check the Chapelboro events calendar and more after this.